New leak challenges the Vatican narrative again. Through all the years of Pope Francis, I have to believe that there were many good men in Rome who tried to do what they could. For example, Cardinal Fell's anonymous memo to the cardinalate denouncing Francis's pontificate. May Francis and Pell both rest in peace. Like I've said before, a bishop told me at the Eucharistic Congress in Indy, USA, that the trad movement actually has wide support among the bishops. But these good men are either cowardly or wise as serpents, playing their cards at the proper time in the quagmire that is Vatican politics. Perhaps now these good men are acting by leaking crucial documents to one of the greatest English Vaticanistas, Miss Diane Mantegna. We heard last week that the Vatican narrative of Traditionis Custodis is all based on lies. And today, she has a new leak. Quoting now from Diane Mantegna's latest at her Substack published today. Quote, since publishing that story, the story about Traditionis Custodis last week, I have obtained the Vatican protocol number for the CDF final report. Additionally, I have obtained the introduction to its second part, which confirms that the overall assessment constituted the official opinion of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, to which Pope Francis refers in Traditionis Custodis. This follows Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni's comments last week, in which he downplayed the sections of the CDF report that I published on July 1st. He said he would not confirm the section's authenticity and that they, quote, presumably, end quote, were only, quote, very partial and incomplete, end quote, part of the decision-making process that led to Pope Francis issuing Traditionis Custodis, and that other documents and, quote, confidential reports, end quote, went into the Pope's decision, something that the Vatican had not revealed until now, end quote. So let's think about what might be happening here. First, good churchmen chose to trust a good journalist with important information for the good of the church. That was a leak last week. Then Matteo Bruni attempted to discredit this report and flush it down the memory hole. And then today, these good churchmen came back to Miss Mantegna with more leaks, which confirmed the authenticity of the first leak. If my speculation here is correct, it might mean that these good churchmen are playing a game with Pope Leo. They are creating a situation where Pope Leo will be forced to act. If Pope Leo is as smart as he seems, he's fully aware of the situation already. In her latest post, Miss Mantegna has challenged the Vatican press office to provide the proof of their claims, since she has provided the proof of her claims. She published the overall assessment, which confirmed that most bishops did not want to change Summorum Pontificum, which is contrary to what Pope Francis said. Matteo Bruni then claimed that there was additional reporting, which is not what Pope Francis said in his public statements in Traditionis Custodis and the accompanying letter. This is what Diane Mantegna explains in her post. So click the link in the text here to get her full analysis. So she has challenged the Vatican press office to provide the proof of what they're claiming, because before that, there was no claim of this. Since the Vatican press office had a prepared statement ready, it's safe to say the new iconoclast cabal in Rome is trembling as their house of cards sways and might fall. No doubt, more journalists will be asking these men some annoying questions at the next presser. It all comes down to Pope Leo. He's already acted enormously in the way he celebrates the Novus Ordo Missae in Rome, in line with the best of Pope Benedict's liturgical sense, breaking from Pope Francis, who did not even sing at his own masses. But Leo just recently broke with Francis in a significant way. He wrote to and encouraged Cardinal Burke as Burke celebrated his priestly anniversary of 50 years. This is highly significant because Pope Leo should know how much Pope Francis, acting in appearance as the dictator pope, treated Burke terribly merely because Cardinal Burke was trying to be a faithful brother bishop to the Bishop of Rome. Only time will reveal what is in Pope Leo's heart. Meanwhile, we wait for the first significant document or act of Pope Leo. May God protect him from his enemies and every worm tongue which is whispering in his ears. Jesus is King.